Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Welcome to Hour 1.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's study. John's Gospel, Witness to Jesus Christ, Part 5, The Very Christ. He warned the world hated him first, indeed it did. As the battle heats up, those who are witnessing his work say, indeed, this is the very Christ. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Thursday, the 28th day of June, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers chapter 22, verse 2 through chapter 25, verse 9. Micah chapter 5, verse 6 through chapter 6, verse 8. And the New Testament portion is Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 71. By going to warn-usa.danaglennsmith.com, warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and gethealthyyoungliving.com, you can read the featured post by The Watchman. This week we have Lunatics, Nutcases, Politics, and America. Nutcase politics, anyone? Do not partake of these people. Be not like them, but be sure to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. Words taken from Paul the Apostle's Epistle to the Ephesians. Preparing the deliberate deception of that wicked one. The lawlessness, mystery of iniquity, preparing the way for deliberate deception and the denial of that wicked one. Today in America, we find a deliberate deception along with those who have a denial of that very same deception. And you can read those articles and listen to the latest shows by going to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio and also on Twitter at #WatchmanIS216, #WarnRadio, or #WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our first hour. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Can't believe it's already the end of June. That's shocking.
Yes, and we're already at Thursday.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it goes by fast,
man. It does.
And I've been so busy on the websites this week, it just went by. And then today, of course, you know, they had that shooting in that newspaper office.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I hate seeing that stuff go on.
Yeah. So at any rate, it's hard to say, especially when you got communists that are winning in the New York primary, you know, against dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. And she, you know, did the power salute for communism, you know, that's the clenched fist, and you cross your arms like the scythe and the cutter, you know, and communists. So when you look at communist China, that's why they do that. But at any rate, it's well known in South American things, you know, the rebellious down there, the communists and the socialists. And there are communists down in South America. There's a lot of communists. There's a lot of socialists. And guess what? Most of the people down, a lot of the people down there want to flood into America because we're not communists and we're not socialists.
Yeah.
And then we get some of these dyed-in-the-wool morons that come up here to live and decide they want to make America, you know, into socialists and communists like Bernie Sanders. But at any rate, you know, if there is any doubt that you're going to lose America, you're going to lose America if you don't stand up like our forefathers did. And, you know, it's just one of those things now. We're so divided and so much hate, you know, and the race baiting, you know, actually began under Obama. You remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the bottom line of it is that it's, you know, truly is a mess, you know. But, you know, the good news of it is while there's chaos in the world, chaos in America, we can have peace in God through Christ.
Amen.
And I don't allow these people to rule my emotions. I don't allow them to, you know, and I get excited sometimes and I'll talk about stuff, but my daily life, it's rooted and grounded in the Lord. I look to Him. I make it a conscious effort to do that. I don't allow them to determine my whole week or ruin my whole day or things like that. And I don't live and die by what Trump says. I don't live and die by what Maxine Waters saying. I don't live and die by what that young communist gal that got elected in New York says. You know, just bottom line, you know. And the world is going to be in rebellion against the Lord, and you know, and they're going to be in rebellion against Christianity even more than it is now.
Oh, yes, it will.
So, you know, you better hang on to your seats. It's going to be one of those kind of rides. But if you've been following us on our news shows, then you know very well that, you know, there's miracles and signs and wonders that actually get done.
Yeah, thank God. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, oh, woe is me, but we do see the move of God and from firsthand testimony. So, you know, hey, you know, you don't have a doctor. You know, we have you know, testimonies on our shows of people that, you know, saw miraculous deliverances from their enemies, all kinds of
things.
Yes,
that's right.
And, you know, it's time for the church in America to wake up and throw off the sluggishness and decide, you know, we can make it through this. And even if we do stand up for Him and are counted as martyrs, then so be it. He'll give us strength. I call that the martyr's anointing.
Yes.
And there is an anointing. There's anointing for everything from God, and there is an anointing of martyrship. And that's not just deciding to go out and get yourself killed. That's stupidity. But there is anointing of martyrship. And when that is in effect, you don't go rushing off just to get murdered and killed and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So at any rate, what else is happening around? We did our news show last night, covered a lot of stuff, but...
Did we cover that Kennedy was retiring from the Supreme Court?
I think we talked a little bit about it, but...
Yeah, that could have a major impact for Christians, you know, if they get someone else that will be more conservative and not liberal.
Well, you know, I remember when Obama was in there, and I remember conservatives saying the very things that the liberals are saying today because of Trump. Yeah, the shoe is on the other foot.
Yep.
This is like some kind of chess game, and, you know, the Democrats took the first 8 years. Now we're working in this game here, and it's going bad for them. So they think, you know, they're even coming out and saying all hope is lost now that Kennedy is retiring. And so they're just all kinds of, you know, the emotions are really, really, really high. People need to get off this train, you know.
Oh, they do.
This is ridiculous. You know, and these people get so worked up, and they get worked up on social media and the fact that the internet is private and it's a thing unto itself. And and I've said before, you know, that this media, you know, we use the technology to get the word around the world, to reach people around the world, but it's just technology. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It is not to replace you. Or anybody you know. You know, this computer is asexual. This computer is amoral. This computer is a human. That is, you can make it into a human-like if you want to. You can have tech there. You can do all kinds of things. It's whatever you put into it. You can put into it sexual stuff, so it'll be asexual, a sexual in a particular kind. You can do anything in this technology. That's why people like it. But it is totally immoral in one sense and moral in the other. But it is really amoral. It is neither moral nor immoral, but there are moral and immoral things on it. And most of the stuff, well, let's say all the stuff, a computer can only do what we program it to do. And even when we get to the point when a computer can program itself, when a computer is like what they're doing in AI, still in the original analysis, it was a human that created the AI and put them together for them to be able to learn. So even with that little bit of human help, that computer, that robot, will never be perfect, but it'll always be infected with the human genome that is known as sin in some respect or another. It will not be perfect. There never will be a perfect machine. But it will be able to make decisions that will scare the living daylights out of you, thinking that it is making a moral and righteous decision when it isn't. This is the hell that we have scientists trying to bring upon the earth. God help us.
Yeah. Amen.
And we use
help.
We use the computers for a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of resources, and you use your smartphones, but folks, you need to get out of the house, and you need to understand that, you know, you can get so worked up, and you need to just make a decision. I'm not going to get worked up like that, but that's, you know, that guy that shot that the people in that newspaper, I'll bet you a dime to donut he belonged to groups online. You know, they encourage each other in evil. They get in there and they live in their own little worlds, their own little bubble online. And, you know, this is how ISIS got people to join them. Because they glorified it online. They got girls to join up and become their wives, to bear them babies. They got guys to join to help them fight. This is what it's like. You got to wake up and smell the proverbial roses.
That's right.
So at any rate, we are going to be talking about John. We're still in John. We're in Hebrews tomorrow night. And go on over to Warren USA, warren-usa.com. We've been working on it for some time, web work and doing database, going through databases and taking care of a lot of issues and a lot of stuff that we're doing. And we've got a whole new lineup and links of specialty programs and teaching series. And I just posted a new playlist series of our Acts of the Apostles, which is 27 videos. It's actually a little over 27 hours long, and you can sit there and start the playlist and play it for 27 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's in conjunction with our high-def website, you know, section over on Vimeo. And we've got over 1,100, and I think it's 1,163 videos there. And so, in an update on Real Video, they said that they're behind the Health Ranger sending out the emails today. And it wasn't from their main group from the website itself, because they're the ones that contacted me originally. But they just apparently just sent this out, and that is that it is behind schedule, so I haven't had a chance to follow up anymore. But that doesn't surprise me. It takes a lot of work to get things done, and they had a lot of features they want to put on it, and they can't get them all on it, and that's because it takes time to get the bugs out. And you know, it can take up to 2 years to be in the beta stage. You know, so it takes a long time. Matter of fact, all of this with Windows 10, they sent it out, but it was in beta. They should have told everybody it was in beta stage, because there's a lot of problems with it the first one that came out. Now it's getting better, but it is still causing some problems, and there's a lot of other programs are still old, and they cause problems. So it's really a tricky thing.
Oh, it is, with the stuff evolving every day, the technology.
It is, and you know, just in the script. You know, one of the reasons we had to clean the database is because we were using Flash video a long, long time ago. And everybody decided, there was a time that Microsoft, Google, and Firefox came together, the three browsers. Because Edge, they were, Microsoft was working on Edge, and Google was involved, and of course Firefox was working on a new browser, and so they got together and decided that they would do away with Flash, and so it really, really began the end for Flash. It had been coming for a long time, so we had a lot of embeds that were Flash that are just not there anymore. So we had to fix all that.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, very time consuming.
It is, because a lot of our posts have both the video and a post on it. And then of course we were involved in a company, a new startup called Republish, that worked real well for a long time, but I decided to get off of it, and because they went, actually, I got off of it before they did. They later, about 6 months to a year later, went belly up. They quit.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was a good idea, but it wasn't something we were going to do. I just got tired of it, and I will probably never do anything like that again. I might keep a news feed, but, our work is not in the news business. We talk about certain kinds of news and things, but you know, we're not going to, you know, you've got Breitbart, and you've got WorldNet Daily, and you've got Fox, and you got CNN, and you got CBS, and you got all the others.
Yeah.
You don't need me. Plus, you got thousands and thousands of blogs.
It's crazy, all the stuff out there.
It is. It's just absolutely crazy. But the last we knew, how many were killed in that shooting?
Five.
I had read somewhere where he came up and shot right through the window.
Good grief.
I don't know. You know, people.
Why are they attacking the newspapers anyway?
Well, according to one guy, it was Trump's fault. Of course, everything's Trump's fault.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
You know, but Maxine Waters just the other day called out to go after him.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I don't know what kind of a newspaper this was. I don't know whether it was liberal, whether it was conservative, whether they loved Trump, hated Trump. I have no idea. Have no idea at all.
Boy, that wind is really kicking up out there.
Well, it's got a storm it's bringing in, isn't it? Tomorrow it's going to be cooler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, Friday it was supposed to be cooler.
It was supposed to be cooler, but I didn't know a storm was supposed to come in.
Well, that's the new system. That's why it gets cooler.
Hmm.
They call it a cold front, but it's technically not a cold front. It's just cooler than we have been.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been so busy online, it just taking care of our websites and stuff, and I've got a lot of other things brewing, and things I started and couldn't even finish because I was working on the websites. We had to get those done. So just, that's
well,
the way it is.
They got done. That's good.
See, when
one
I'm
thing down,
when I'm busy, Tower can't pick on me then.
Yeah, whatever. I'm never around.
You are around. What do you mean, never around?
Well, sometimes.
Well, like the time you went out with your girlfriend for lunch? And I stayed here enslaved, me and the dog.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, at any rate, I'm going to do this.
Okay, I'll see you on the other side.
Yep, there is another side. And we are in John. The very Christ. I really like that. That's just like, in John 7. And it says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. And see, this does bring up a lot of issues here, like the Christians that are persecuted by people and they stay in the area. See, the Lord knew the Jews sought to kill him, so he didn't go near where the Jews were. He stayed out of there. And for a lot of the Christians in Muslim areas, the problem of it is they don't have anywhere to go. So they got to stay there. But if you have a way to get out or go somewhere, you need to do it. But it's really hard in today's world to just get out and get lost and get away from your enemy today. It seems like the world is so small. You know, we got satellites, we got planes, we've got trains, we've got cars, you know, we've got technology. The internet's connected the world and brought it together. It's hard to just go disappear so your enemies can't find you. But the Lord, in his day, he didn't have a car. He just walked. So he's walking in Galilee, and the Jews, of course, heard one or two, three times too many that he was the Son of God, and saw too many signs and wonder. They had to do something. And it says, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. That's the fall rejoicing. That's also a great time to celebrate all the feasts. I mean, all the harvest and everything. It's in the fall. And it's a type of the Lord coming and tabernacling, you know, during the millennium, you know, he is coming as the greater son of David, and he's going to set up. Now, David was the warrior king. I said this many times, and Christ is coming back as the warrior king, the greater son of David, to sit on the throne, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. We will be there with him. And verse 3, his brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that you do. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him, his brethren, being his family, his friends, his neighbors there. And of course, you know, this is otherwise known as, hey, you start a business, you need to advertise. So these are the advertising agents telling a guy that they're not very impressed with his business, you need to let everybody know what you're doing. If you're the Messiah, you need to get out there and go after it. Well, you know, the thing of it is, they weren't very well informed, because he didn't go into the area of the Jews because they sought to kill him, you know. I mean, you know, you want to stay away from them. And, of course, he said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. In other words, they don't face the same thing. He doesn't do anything without being led of the Spirit of God. And he's, you know, the Father, you know, is his constant companion and guide in all of this. And he says, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. Full come. It could be getting close, but it's not fully come yet. Just like we say, the Lord is coming, but he isn't here yet. You know, and the thing of it is that his brethren wouldn't have understood this, you know. Scripture doesn't say anything, but, you know, the world cannot hate you. Well, what would they think about that? What does he mean, the world cannot hate us? I mean, we've got friends all over the place. We don't have all the friends in the world, but we're not like him. I mean, you know. But, see, his brethren wasn't bringing up sin. Wasn't bringing up a lot of things, issues that the dyed-in-the-wool Jews and the Pharisees and the high priests were concerned about, the law, the Sabbath. And they castigated him on more than one time when he had healed on the Sabbath. Now, see, they could circumcise on the Sabbath in order to get a guy according to the law, but yet he couldn't heal on the Sabbath to make someone every bit as whole, and that whole thing would show the glory of God. And so this is, you know, the Jews that, you know, that they will swallow a camel, so to speak, but they'll choke on a little gnat. You know, the little issues. And this was a very little issue a lot of the times. Of course, when he started making himself equal to God, or the Son of God, or I knew God, you know, I came from him, and he identified. Oh boy, that was more than enough for the Jews. Blasphemy, and they wanted him dead. And he says, go ye up to the feast. I'm not going up. But he says, when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. And then it says, but when his brethren were gone up, then he went also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. And his brethren had stayed there, we don't know how long, but they decided to leave, so they were gone. And then he wanted to go by himself, not openly, as it were in secret. And you know, in these end of days, the Lord does talk a lot about a lot of these issues. Beware of men, for they shall deliver you up. He said those enemies will be those of your own household, you know, your family. And unless, of course, you're a good, godly Christian family, you know, you have a good chance of staying together in unity. But we are living in the last days, and we know the issues that we face here today politically. A lot of people have a lot of differences of opinion, even within families, and that divides. So the Lord said in these last days that, you know, it'll be your mother, your brother, your father. The enemies will be those of your own household. You know, beware of men, for they shall deliver you up. Just don't go into a crowd of men, because they'll grab you and deliver you up. And of course, a lot of the Christians living in Muslim areas know very well you stay away from that, because a lot of times they can get beaten up and killed. And we have testimonies of that, you know, of these things happening in Pakistan. There was a young little boy, he was only 5 years old, and a group of Muslims, he was at a brick kiln working with his parents, and they asked him if he was a Christian. He said yes. They threw him alive into the brick kiln, and the kid was burned, of course, to death. They, you know, killed him. Then there, of course, there was a couple of other. Now these posts are on our websites. They're years old, you know. But him and his wife were accused of blaspheming Muhammad, and the imam had incited the crowd on a Friday, and they went out after him, found him at the brick kiln, beat him up, threw him in the brick kiln, and they got killed. they had kids. And we see this all the time. And of course, in verse 11, then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "Nay, but he deceives the people." And of course, you are going to have that, unfortunately. But see, he did miracles and signs and wonders. And, you know, he's going to get, you know, miracles that nobody can deny. The raising of Lazarus from the dead. And the many other miracles at the pool of Bethesda, that guy that had had an infirmity for all those years, several decades, and he couldn't get anybody to put him in the water, and the Lord said, "Rise up and walk," and he did. And he did that on the Sabbath too. "Howbeit, no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews." These were the Jews in power. Because they would have... Well, you know, and that's why Nicodemus came to him at night. Because, you know, the Sanhedrin and the other Pharisees, that, as well as the priests, and that came down from the chief priest, the high priest, the big mucky muck, you know, they would kick him out of the temple. And don't speak that name. Now see, after the Lord ascended and the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost, the apostles, Peter and the boys, were out preaching and stuff, and they were warned not to say anything. Thrown in jail, he was later released. Paul and, you know, and his group, they were warned the same way. And, you know, you get overseas and nothing's changed. You know, these Muslims don't want to hear you mention the name of Jesus. And don't mention the name. Why? Because if I hear it, I might convert. That's the real reason. They won't tell you that. But there's so much hatred. And verse 15, the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Now that's after the fact, in verse 14, that during the feast he went up to the temple and was teaching, and as he was teaching, the Jews could not understand how he could just open the scroll and read and teach. And Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keepeth the law? Why you go about to kill me?" Now, you see, the Jews thought they kept the law. But they had spent years of adding to it, adding to the original Torah. And, you know, that's why a better one needed to come. And that's what the Lord was bringing. Because, you know, "By the law shall no flesh be justified." And, you know, and of course you see that today, self-promotion. You see people, you know, even people that are, you know, they call themselves the Christ. You know, we've reported on that several times. And I seen a post the other day. I was going through a bunch of posts in our database, and one of them was about a guy that actually he's dressed. He looked just like our concept of Jesus. I mean, he's from Russia. He was in white, had long hair. You know, matter of fact, the pictures you might have seen in history, you know, coming out of the 60s, like I did, you know, this guy would have fit the bill. That's who you'd have thought. But see, that doesn't mean that's who he looks like. Those are artist conceptions. Yet, you know, this guy did this and followed this, and so the word got around. That's who he was. But see, you know, there was another one, I believe, over in Australia. We reported on him. There was one down in Florida. One of the things the Lord warned about was in these end of days that beware of all those false prophets. Those are going to come in his name. But see, the Lord didn't come in the name of Jesus. Of course, he wouldn't have done that. That's our English. In the Greek, it's Jesus, Iesous. But he says, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he's always talking about the Father. And he seeks the, you know, he always lifts up the Father. He says, I always do those things which he tells me. But the big slap in the face is for the Jews, for him to tell them, you know. And we're talking Pharisees, the Sanhedrin. Paul himself even said, before he was converted, of course, you know, I mean, after he was converted, that that he was, he kept the law. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was just, he kept the very letter and jot and tittle of the law. Paul did. Yet he repented and saw the truth, and he later said that all the things that he did ignorantly. You know, it's about sin. It's not really about ignorance, folks. You know, ignorance, we can say, dear God, thank you for being ignorant. Thank you. Forgive me, Lord, for being ignorant or being stupid or whatever. But the Lord really just wants you to repent and seek his face and look to him. And that's all Paul needed to do. Although he did everything ignorantly, including hauling away a lot of the church to persecution in his time, he just simply repented. And that's all God wanted. You know, there's a lot of people today that paint God as vengeful and hateful. They despise him. Of course, the devil's behind it, and your flesh is behind it, because the flesh, and that's your whole body. Your mind is part of the fallen nature. Your body's part of the fallen nature. Your spirit is what God redeems. That's the war all the time. But see, all God wants is for you to repent and go to him. Is you know, and you have to ask yourself legitimately, why is it so hard for people to repent? Why is it so hard for them just to say, well, maybe it's the truth, maybe I'll seek and find out? But see, the Lord answered it in John 3:16. You go down a few verses, and that's another thing I mention a lot. He says, they're not going to come to me because they love darkness better. You know, the deeds of the flesh. They're not going to believe in God. They're going to find ways not to believe in him. And the Jews were going to find ways of not to accept him. So no matter what he did, you know, they're going to get after him. Because, number one, they have no intention of accepting him. Because, you know, the way it was set up, the Jews were able to have their temple. They were able to have their religion. They were able to have temple guards. And, you know, the Jews were a force to be reckoned with, even in the Roman Empire. And the matter of fact, the apostles found that out. They were, that's why by the time, you know, after several hundred years of the church, you know, by the time you get to Constantine, that's why the laws were set down to remove the Jewish portion out of the Christian faith, create new feasts and the whole nine yards, your own word of God, your own Bible, everything. Because they didn't want any connections, because there was so much bad blood literally, between the Jews and the Christians. And of course, then of course, you can add to that, by that time, you add, oh, what, about 1,000 years onto that, then you've got the Crusades and all of that. Anyway, it's a while after that. And of course, Christianity, which had grown by itself, and Judaism once wasn't really that big of a deal. Now today, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity are known as the three great faiths in Jerusalem, you know, that honor that city. So we have come, you know, if they, you know, if we as Christians stand up and declare Christ, you've got two other groups that's going to be opposed. See, this is going to be the problem in the last days. Now, we can back the Jews, and we can help them. But in the end, the Jews have got to accept the Messiah, or not accept him. They've got a decision to make. And you know, Paul talks about this in Romans. And he says God has not cast away the Jews by any means. But, you know, Jesus talks in the Gospels that there's going to be a lot of wrath upon Israel and the Middle East, you know, where Jerusalem is and the Jews will be. That this is the whole thing. When the times of the Gentiles, they'll come to an end. The Jews will come to believe in the Messiah. So this is, all of this started right here where we're studying. Through the Son of God. And the Son of God was opposed by Jews, his own people. John begins this whole thing by saying he went to his own received him not. I mean, this is a Messiah that's raising people from the dead. I mean, if you had, say your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter who was dead, and some guy came in and he raised him from the dead and told you he did it by the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, you'd believe him. But in this case, if you were living back then, and you were standing around watching him raise Lazarus from the dead, and you had been a skeptic, and you had done everything you could to oppose this Messiah. Yeah. And out comes this guy that was dead. Whew. You can't argue with that. You see, the kingdom of God is getting set up for earth right now as you and I are talking. Now, see, when Christ first talked about it, when he was going through the crucifixion and being, before the Roman judgment seat, they asked him if he was a king, and they asked him if his kingdom was of this world. He says, if my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight? Because he was going to go back to the Father. And when we look within Scripture, the kingdom of God is within us. That's what the Lord tells us. That's what we find. You know, we're full of the Spirit of God. Now, we are coming to a time, though, that God's habitation will be with men. And we also have a lot of other, I mean, whether you have faith or not, there's New Agers. There's all kinds of groups that are looking for the next ascension of mankind. There's those that are looking to technology to raise them to the next level. There's those that are looking at aliens as their bigger brothers to ascend to the proper status. The Muslims are looking for the reign of Muhammad and Allah on earth. The Jews are looking for the Messiah. The Christians are looking for the Son of God to come back again and establish the millennial reign of Christ. And folks, all this is coming together right now as you and I are talking. And one of these days, it's going to happen. And there's a lot of people that are going to be arguing, that are going to be hating, that are going to be killing, that are going to be murdering. And all of this began right here where we're teaching. Because he says, I testified of that that they're evil. That's why the world hates me. I testify. And Christian, today, whether you get out and you just preach, if you're following Christ, you know, and you look to Him and you're in the Word and you're trying to walk as He wants you to walk, your light is going to condemn them. They're going to hate you for who you are, right there. You don't even have to do anything. They'll just hate you and despise you because they don't like the Spirit. They disagree. And that's why the Lord said, unless the Lord would shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. This is where we're headed. Look at America right now. Look how divisive we are now. Look at how many murders and killings we have right now. Look what happened with ISIS, 2014, 2015, what they did to every Christian, and even the Jew, they even did it to the Muslims that didn't agree with it. ISIS didn't care who they were. They all took them all. Muslim, you had to become a Muslim like ISIS. And I can tell you that if you were a single Muslim and accepted them, you'd have to become a bride of one of their fighters. And if you was another, you know, a male, they would try to get you to fight on their side. If you was single, you definitely had to do it. And that's why when you got into Iraq, and a lot of the Sunnis automatically joined him, because, you know, it's better to join him than to fight him, they thought. So you can't underestimate what Christ was doing here. The people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And you on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me because I've made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then said some of them of Jerusalem, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ?" Now this is what people are saying. It's just like, you know, especially in today's society. You're walking down the street. Let's say in the time of John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart and all those guys. And all of a sudden you looked up and you seen this one guy and you come up and said, "Are you John Wayne?" "Yes." "Are you really the very?" And of course you know by his stature that he is. And he, "Yes." But you see, John Wayne isn't Christ, neither is Jimmy Stewart, neither is Trump, neither is Nancy Pelosi. They're all in need of Christ. But see, these are Jews, the very Christ. Not just any Messiah, not just any teacher, not just anyone who happens to be coming through here that has the propensity to gather followers, but this is the one who is prophesied to come. This is the one that is supposed to bring comfort to Israel. That's why we gave him that moniker, that handle, the Comforter. The Consolation. To console Israel, but a consolation. It's like when you run a race and you don't get a prize, but they give you a consolation prize to make you feel better. Well, the consolation is something, because Israel was sent into captivity, and of course they rose to the epic point of world triumph under Solomon, and then it was, you know, the judgment because he fell away was both, it was divided into two nations, Judah, the southern kingdom, and Israel, the northern kingdom. So you had 10 tribes that was northern. You had two tribes, Benjamin and Judah, that went south. And, of course, the Levites are not a tribe, but they are the ones appointed to run the tabernacle and the temple. So this is the thing. you know, but the very Christ. And they tie that in to say, and howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth where he, whence he is. Now, see, this is another problem. And especially when you're dealing in prophecy, prophecy is not going to tell you every fine point that there is for you to know. I mean, how many of us, when seeking the Lord or His will on matters, why don't you just draw a map or give me a picture or send me a letter with detailed instructions? Well, see, we say, well, you got the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God is in there, but we, in the Word of God, are to live by faith. And if God lined it up for you every step of the way and told you absolutely everything that was going to happen, every moment of every day, and He revealed Himself to you, you know, where you can see Him walking around, that's not living by faith. One of the things is, and that's the law of faith. Paul talks about that. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now that verse is in Hebrews. But Paul does talk about the law of faith in Romans. You can look it up. Do a search for the law of faith. It's in Romans. It takes faith. And so when we're out to do something, you may not know. See, you know, the Jews, they wanted everything lined out. They wanted it to where they could never make a mistake. And see, and maybe in their efforts to be careful, they missed the Messiah. Because God calls your heart, you know, you're in your spirit. He moves you. And they really didn't know exactly where Christ would come from. And there are prophecies. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me and know where I am. I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Now see, he agrees with them. He says, you know me, you know where I came from, but he's not come of himself. And he says, he that sent me is true, which is the Father. And he says, you don't know the Father. Now, for the Jews who have always considered themselves to be righteous and holy because of the law, to know everything in God's book, oh boy, that's going to be hard to take. He says, but I know him. I know the Father. And I am from him, and he has sent me. Now see, again, some of them were saying this is the very Christ, the Messiah who comes from the Father. But see, he admitted, you know me. But see, he himself also came up with a very, very pertinent truth. A prophet is without honor in his own town, his own country. And, you know, if you're a prophet, if you're a teacher or, you know, whatever, a lot of times your family, those around you, those in your city, they won't believe you. Just the way it is. Lord said it, the prophet is without honor. And in order, you know, you need to go somewhere where they don't know you. And let God use you and move through you, then they'll believe on you. For the most part. But see, these Jews, they're standing around talking with this guy. who says, I know the Father. You don't know the Father. I came from him. You know very well where I came from, where, you know, where I live around here. But you do not know yet. You do not know the Father, and I am from the Father. He sent me. I know him. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Well, when you're looking at miracles, you would ask that. I mean, there has to be a time when you see miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle, and you listen to the teachings, and you're stirred from the inside. Like Peter said, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of life. You know. He taught the apostles, but yet one of them was a devil. Why do some believe and some don't? Why does God send his only begotten Son to save the entire world? And his Son goes through all this, dies on the cross, resurrected from the dead, was seen alive by many infallible proofs and witnesses, left instructions from the church, and ascended to the right hand of the Father, is coming again. Yet today we have testimony of the appearances of the Lord, of Muslims getting saved, miracles and signs and wonders happening. And yet he says they're not all going to come to me because they all love darkness. This is the struggle. This is where we're at today. You don't like the evil around you. You don't like the darkness around you. You have to look to the Lord. You have to be focused. And with that, we're going to end this segment. We're coming down to the end of hour one, and we'll be back shortly with hour two. And we'll see you on the other side. It'll be probably about 3 minutes or four, but we will be back. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mommy, I'm bored. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
Dad, I'm tired of the swings. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
There's no room to build a sandcastle. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America? Make your day prehistoric at the Bronx Zoo Dinosaur Safari.